There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-453. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind. Kicking off the second hour of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Let's just go straight to the phones, Cantwell. We've been talking about this issue of the Iowa politician who had apparently been charged with third-degree sexual assault for having sex with his wife, longtime wife, who apparently was suffering from some level of dementia.
But Alzheimer's patient in a nursing home who, you know, asked to have sex with him, and he gave her exactly what she asked for, and then her daughters from another marriage seemed to take issue with it, got him charged with, he's facing 10 years in prison for sexual assault 3.
And it's an interesting question, as long as you're not the one who's charged, right? Like, when does consent start and stop? Let's go to Lainey calling in from Arkansas. Lainey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. First-time caller. And I just want to say, first of all, that fella, Jimmy, I think his name was, a couple
yes.
calls ago, sure glad I'm not his wife. I mean, oh, goodness. Anyway.
You know Jimmy's just a fake caller, right?
Oh, I know he is.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm a fake caller.
I'm hoping he's a fake caller, at least.
Okay, I'm an RN, and I've been a travel nurse. To many, many states.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. I never had anybody say that.
Well, that's, you know, that's what really stinks is there's only a few jobs that are it's okay to say that to, and they're all for the government. You know what? It's the rest of these people that make the world go round.
Yes.
Indeed.
Anyway, I can't remember what state I was in, but I was in a nursing home taking care of some patients there, and we had some patients that were had dementia and Alzheimer's, but we had conjugal visits
for
the married ones. Now, with Alzheimer's, there's different stages that they go through. So it's not like, you know, they're all, they don't have cognitive ability. So, and like it, we would call it like sundowner's syndrome phenomena.
Uh-huh.
And it's when the sun goes down or starts to go down, there's increased confusion, restlessness, and
really?
Yes, and it's usually during the middle stage of Alzheimer's. As it progresses, it goes away. It diminishes. So, you know, when it's late stage. So this guy in Iowa has a great case, I think, and I'm sure he's going to win it if he has a really good lawyer, because they have, the docs have, and the social workers have, test to measure the degree of the cognitive impairment that they
have. that's actually as long as you're bringing that up, there's the test that they mentioned in the article in the Des Moines Register, which was my source. I'm looking at an article from my website ChristopherCantwell.com, but I got the story from the Des Moines Register, and they talk about the brief interview for mental status, or BIMS. Is that the test you're referring to?
Oh, I can't remember. It was, you know, I haven't done psych in a long time. This was more, you know, foreigners and home health and hospice. But anyway, you know, there is a test for that. So, you know, they can do that. And, you know, they have the meds like Namenda that slows down the progress of the disease. And so I think this guy's got a pretty good case. What I think, and this is just my take on it, it sounds like a family feud.
Oh, yeah, that's precisely what this sounds like, and I can't believe that the justice system allowed themselves to get involved.
Oh, for goodness sake. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're nosing into such personal things in our lives. Talk about freedom. Where's it going?
Indeed. Yeah, it is.
Lainey, thanks for the call.
It's crazy, and you know, a little bit of information to add to this. So she mentioned that there's this test, okay? And in the article in the Des Moines Register, they talked about the brief interview for mental status, or BIMS test, and they did say that test subjects score from 0 to 15 on a series of memory questions, such as what year, month, and day it is. They're given words like sock, blue, and bed, and asked to repeat them. Donna Rahan scored 2 on a BIMS given to her on April 3rd and a 0 on a May 13th test.
But we don't know whether this was in the evening, at sundown, or what.
Right. So, I mean, there's, you know, this woman is definitely suffering from some impairment. You know,
yeah,
it's, it's getting to the point that it's, you know, pretty significant. So that is worth pointing out. But also, it's also worth pointing out that, like, look, people don't necessarily lose all interest just because they start forgetting the names of their children.
Yep.
Stuff, right? So these people, I wrote an article last year titled Alzheimer's Patients Are Getting Laid More Than You Are.
And like, they don't remember the last time they did it.
Right, and they're getting laid all the time. They're screwing each other in the nursing homes and stuff like that, and sometimes, you know, they're not even having sex with their own spouses. I mean, they're doing this all the time. This is the spouse coming in who is of sound mind, who's going with his wife and that sort of thing. So
there's this lady. I go to visit a friend. He's just turned 85. He's at a care center. I don't know what to call it precisely. It's a place where he lives. And there's this, and you know, I talk to him for 45 minutes, and then I take him to the grocery store and I bring him back. No big deal. About once a week. And this gal that lives at the same place, she'll come by and introduce herself sometimes 3 times in a sitting.
You know? Right.
And she's very pleasant, but has no clue who she's talking to. And, you know, she's completely out of it. But you know, she still functions and whatever. I mean, it's just, okay.
You going to throw one in her?
Nothing. I was not. Let's go to John in New Jersey. It apparently is about you being defriended on Facebook. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hey, Christopher Cantwell.
Hey, John. Hey,
it's John T. Smith. I was just wondering if you remember, anyway, why you defriended me on Facebook.
I think, if I remember correctly, there was maybe it was something in partisan exchange or something. Yeah, I mean, this is, I don't know how much interest this is to the Free Talk Live audience.
It
but
is.
Like,
if John called in, it's interesting. Why'd you unfriend him?
I don't remember. You said something negative about me, and I'm like, look, I'm fine to have you. Look, the thing is, this is what I think it was, and I don't really remember the context of it, but generally what will happen is, you know, I don't know who you are, John. Like, I don't know who any of my Facebook friends are, and it's just, you know, we maybe communicate, you know, a few times, but I really have no idea. There's 20,000 of you people, literally. So I don't know who everybody is, and I have to make room for people who I actually know, because I've reached the 5,000 friend Facebook limit, and people are more than welcome to like my page and follow my posts and stuff like that. But I try to remove people from my friends list if I see them saying negative things about me, because I want to, you know, the next time I date a girl, I'd like to be able to be Facebook friends with her.
Okay. John, did you call Craig Cantwell a Nazi?
No, I didn't. I made a joke about him promoting cop killing on his website, but I mean, I'll tell you what, I don't care if you unfriend me, I'm still a big fan of yours because I think it's awesome. I love your website and everything.
I appreciate that, and I hope that you'll stick around, like, because like I said, I mean, the Facebook friend thing is just it's a hard physical limit that I run into with Facebook. So if I see people making negative comments about me, I don't block them. I'm not telling you that you can't follow the posts. I'm not going to prevent you from commenting or anything like that. But on my own personal Facebook profile, I have a limit of Facebook friends, and so when I find room to remove people from it, I take the opportunity. That's all. It's nothing personal, bud.
Right.
Is that a good, John?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, too, for some reason it unfollowed me from your page, too. That's actually how I noticed, was I stopped getting your updates. But then, yeah, whatever, it's good now.
I was under the impression that Facebook would continue to have the person as a follower. I'm surprised that happened, and I'll look into how that works on social media. Thank you for the tip.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. This whole friending and unfriending on Facebook is an interesting conundrum that we have to deal with. I try not to I don't take a friend request from somebody who I don't believe I have met. And many times I've met people and, you know, they've already sent me a friend request beforehand, so it's sort of sitting out there in limbo. So it can be kind of a difficult thing to manage who's on, who's not, who sees what.
Yeah, in my case, like, my entire Facebook profile is public, and I do have, like, the brand page for ChristopherCantwell.com, and I'm trying to use that more frequently than in my own personal profile, but, like, I became sort of a public persona by accident, right? Like, I just was, like, a guy with a Facebook page who people took an interest in, and so, you know, I have 13,000 followers on top of my 5,000 friends. I have hundreds of friends requests pending, so, you know, I have to deal with that in certain ways.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about Alzheimer's or Cantwell's friend list. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Well, it's cold up here in New Hampshire, and it's probably a good chance it's cold where you are. It's nice and warm in Acapulco, and that's where I'm headed for Anarchapulco at the end of February. Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante is billing Acapulco as the new Liberty destination. And I want to see for myself. I want to see this Liberty town that just kind of sprung up in Mexico. I figure that Anarchapulco event is the perfect time to take a look. Speakers include, of course, Berwick and Angel Clark, who just recently moved down there, but also Roger Veer, Cody Wilson, Nima V, Objectivist Girl, Luke Rudkowski, Dana Martin, the unschooling expert mom there, Ernie Hancock of Freedom's Phoenix, and there's a lot more. What more of a reason do you need to go to Acapulco in February? It's going to be awesome. I'll give you a reason. The fact is the tickets are less than $100 if you register by Christmas. So that's, hotels, they're reasonably priced, and there's workshops all week before it, but the real action heats up February 27th through March the 1st, and you can go take a look and hang out with me and the rest of the Liberty crew down there. Take a look at the schedule, see what works for you. It's anarchapulco.com. It's the new Liberty destination. I'm going to say it real slow so you can type it in, anarchapulco.com. But anarchopulco.com goes to? Pulco?
I don't know exactly the spelling of it, but Anarcha is what he's pushing it as, I believe. And then maybe he registered the other one just in case, as a redirect.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, like I don't know that going to Mexico is going to help you get freedom, but at the same time I do. Like Jeff's awesome. I love Jeff Berwick, and he's so funny, and I know that he knows how to throw a party. So if you go to this thing, you're at least going to have a blast. There's no question about it.
That much is true. And when you're talking about heading down, the travel and hotel is pretty good comparative. If you're thinking about going on a vacation, why not go on a vacation where you're going to hang out with a bunch of Liberty folks and have a great old time? Tickets are $100 if you book by Christmas. So it's anarchapulco.com. We burned through the calls, Cantwell. So back to the story of what is this guy's name that is being charged?
Yeah, his name is Henry Rahons, and he is I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but that's what it reads as. And so he's a Republican legislator in Iowa who's now charged with third degree sexual assault for having sex with his wife, who is an Alzheimer's patient, and was she was put in a nursing home by her daughter's from a previous marriage, and it does seem to me, I went and I
looked... Against his will, which I think is probably illegal.
Yeah, he was not happy about it at all, and exactly what the legalities of that surrounding it is not something I investigated, but I did look into the daughters. So his daughters, her daughters from the previous marriage do appear to have some political leanings too, so I'm trying to find the...
Really? They don't like the new dad that's a Republican, and they might be Democrats?
Right, exactly. Hmm. So one of them, I would manage to find her Facebook profile, and she's involved in a certain number of causes. She lists her, if you look at her LinkedIn, she's been endorsed for public speaking, community organizing, this sort of thing. Yeah. And her Facebook, her Facebook likes, there's two Democratic candidates for office that she had publicly liked their Facebook pages and is displayed there. So there's some suspicion that it's politically motivated, and that doesn't surprise me in the slightest, right? Because if you're like a left wing, if you're a lefty liberal lunatic, you probably especially if you're a female lefty liberal lunatic, probably got some pretty crazy ideas that you're getting from your feminist pals about sex and consent and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that there's a continuum here as far as consent goes, and I think we're sort of working it out. I feel bad that this fella is part of the whole let's work out what the continuum of consent thing is, but to me, I'm of the opinion that once you get married, this consent needle goes from no to yes. That doesn't mean that I think that a woman is obligated to have sex with her husband every time he demands it. I'm not claiming that at all. I'm claiming that the default, if for whatever reason I became mentally incapacitated, and my wife felt the need, the urge, the desire, or whatever, to service herself upon me in that state, I don't think I would not feel raped.
Yeah, I would go further. I mean, like, look, if a woman comes over my house and has sex with me, I mean, even without getting married, if I have sex with a woman and then she decides to sleep in my bed, like, guess what? You're getting fondled in the middle of the night. You know, like, there's a good chance that you're going to wake up to some sort of sexual contact. And, you know, I think I have a reasonable assumption that you're into it because you're in my bed and you're naked, right? And so you marry someone, you probably do this, you know, hundreds of times over the course of years. And then you're in a nursing home and, you know, sort of, yeah, the implication is, hey, I'm really into having sex with you. And by the way, she's, again, asking for it. She's saying, you know, I want to have
sex.
This
woman who's, like, laying there with tubes coming out of her nose by any means.
No, not at all. And she's, you know, there's definitely some mental incapacitation there. They had this BIMS test, this brief interview for mental status, where they said, look, this woman's not capable of consenting to sex because she's having trouble, you know, figuring out what month it is or whatever, right?
Sure.
And so, as I said earlier, we can understand that, like, you know, if a stranger or a caregiver or something like that, you know, had sex with her, we might say that person is taking advantage of her, but she'd be also, you know, we'd also call them a thief for taking her money or a kidnapper for relocating her. But we understand that her husband, her family members have some right to make those decisions for her.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, so this is, it kind of gets into this impairment thing. If, for instance, she was in with another Alzheimer's patient, or her husband who had Alzheimer's, and two people with Alzheimer's decide to have sex that are taking the BIMS test and scored poorly on it or whatever. Who's the rapist in that circumstance?
As far as these people who are really having, as far as this whole rape culture crowd goes, the male is the rapist. That's what they're going to pitch. Rape is a male crime. It's a crime that men commit. They try to paint men as rapists, and that's what this whole entire thing is about with the rape culture demonstrations on the campus, with this case, with the playing up of the military sexual assaults. It seems like every other day I see some story about some demonstration about rape in India. I mean, all of this garbage is feminist misandry. It's man hate.
Well, I certainly men commit more rape than women commit. I think that one can make that argument, but I think that the rape culture is narrowing the picture for the purpose of political gain. So, for instance, I would contend there is no rape. The rape culture is a facet of violence culture. That this world is everything's contention is based on violence, and that men are the victims of violence far more often than women are the victims of violence. So sexual assault is a form of assault, and it's one that is really looked down upon in our society. But I think that people that sort of push the rape culture thing are essentially diminishing men because they're the victims of the vast majority of violence in this world, but their violence doesn't count because it didn't happen in this special spot with that other special spot.
Yeah, they don't care for men. And, I mean, men are actually raped more frequently than women, too, if you count
males.
Prisons. You know, males are...
I don't know. That the prison statistic was done in 1976, the study you're talking about. And having been in prison from 89 to 98, I could say that the amount diminished dramatically in
probably
my experience. 855-450-3733.
Knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit ancientdefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's ancientdefense.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And we recently got our Sherry's Berries. You should consider Christmas is right around the corner. It's next week. And if you haven't done your holiday shopping or enough of your holiday shopping, you need to do that. So here's the offer. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. That's more than a 40% savings, or you can double those berries for just 10 bucks more. I highly recommend this. You're going to want those extra berries, because if you're getting them delivered to, you know, a family member or something like that, you're going to want to try them. And then when you people start eating them, you're not going to stop, because they are delicious.
And then they're all going to be gone, and then you're going to have to wait for them to come in the mail again, so do it!
Yeah, double. All you have to do is use coupon code FTL when you go to berries.com. That's berries, berries.com. There'll be a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You click on it, coupon code FTL. You'll get the special savings there of the 40% off. They're decadent, fresh, juicy, sweet, irresistible berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolate, and they are incredible. They're beautiful, which is sort of a secondary thing, because they taste Incredible. There's also other treats for those that aren't of the strawberry inclined, but these aren't like the strawberries you get at the grocery store where half of them are sour. Mm. These are all delicious.
Yeah, they're top-notch berries.
So with Christmas coming next week, there's only one way to get this amazing $20 offer, $19.99, Sherry's Berries. You can either call 866-FRUIT-02 or go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Type in FTL. It's the perfect gift without all that hassle. You go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in FTL, or 866-FRUIT-02. You will not regret this.
I'm doing it.
It's an easy decision for you. Berries.com. Going on here about this, this fella out in Iowa who apparently has been charged for having sex with his wife, who wanted to have sex with him, but she's impaired.
Yeah, so she's an Alzheimer's patient in a nursing home.
And we were talking before we went out there that about sort of consent, and we were talking about the statistics of males being raped, and we were talking about prison statistics. Now, having been in prison for eight years, 6 months, and 21 days, I know a bit about it. Now, I was in prison in Florida, which isn't like, I suppose, being in prison in Vermont, I suppose. You know,
right.
It was one of the four largest states. That means the prison population is pretty large. There's an ethnic divide there. And, you know, not a pleasant place. I went in 1989. For those of you who want to know and don't listen to the show on a regular basis, I was in a hotel room where a man was killed. I should have talked to the police. I should have told the police the truth. If I was going to talk to the police, I should have told them the truth. I did not do that, essentially giving my co-defendant the opportunity to share his sentence with me. So he did. Nonetheless, whether I killed a man or not is really irrelevant. What we're talking about here is going to prison. And when I first went, it was a pretty scary place. Now, obviously, perspective changes over time. But they kind of cracked down on violence in the prison, and as a result, there just weren't very many rapes, from what I could tell. I would have called rapes infrequent, but not unheard of when I arrived. And by the time I left, I used to joke with the with other inmates that I could walk down the compound with a G-string made of $100 bills, and none of them would do anything to me.
I mean, what happened though? Do you think it was that they just clamped down on security, or they started punishing people more harshly, or what was the thing that changed? Do you think?
You know what the let's see, is it the broken window theory? Broken windows theory. This is how New York City went from being sort of a crime-ridden to a much nicer place. And the idea is that you crack down on smaller crimes in order to prevent larger crimes. And I think that this is exactly what was done in the prison, is essentially they just cracked down on every sort of behavior. And as a result, the inmates were afraid to step out of line a little bit. And so they didn't step out of line a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I know that when I was in, you know, county jail, I mean, you got messed up for a pretty minor infraction. I imagine that improves a great deal when you go to state prison. And, of course, you know, if you're going to get in trouble for smoking a cigarette or something like that, then bending a man over a chair and taking his, I don't know how much I should say. I'm not used to this whole FCC thing. But, you know, that you can get yourself in a great deal of trouble for forcibly having sex with somebody in a place where you are surrounded by police. But, I mean, I had gone into it because there's a statistic that's commonly thrown around in, like, men's rights movement circles that, like, when you count prison, that there's statistically men are more likely to get raped than women. And perhaps that's from an older study, but I was just trying to pull this up. An estimated 4% of state and federal inmates and 3.2% of local jail inmates reported experiencing one or more incidents of sexual victimization by another inmate or faculty staff in the past 12 months or prior since the administration to the facility
Now, what does sexual victimization
mean? This is in a 2011 to 2012 study. So, I mean, sexual victimization, though, like, look, if a man's in prison and a female guard offers to have sex with him, like, he's probably not going to be all that upset about having sex with the female guard, right?
That doesn't sound like rape. It sounds like charity.
It does, but at the same time, like, if you deprive a man from the outside world, if he is your prisoner, then you know, him consenting to sex is kind of like a weird dynamic, right? I mean, people will talk about, like, Thomas Jefferson. If you do a search for Thomas Jefferson, I forget the name of the slave that...
Hemings?
Yeah, Sally Hemings, right? So Thomas Jefferson was having sex with Sally Hemings, who was his slave. Well, can your slave consent to having sex with you? Well, he gave her special privileges. He gave her nicer quarters.
I bet he did.
You know, he probably did a lot of nice things for him, and he said that he loved Sally. So people are like, no, he wasn't a rapist. He loved Sally Hemings, right? No, they're your captive. You can't, they're your property. You can't, your property can't consent to sex, right? So I would say that, yeah, if a man has sex with a female guard, the guard's in a position of power that he's been deprived of sexual access to his wife or any number of women who he might prefer to have sex with, and then she offers him some sex and he goes for it. But, you know, I'd still call that sexual coercion.
Well, I wonder, they use the term sexual victimization here, and I hate those terms.
Yeah.
I like rape or sexual assault because I know what those things mean.
I can relate to that, yeah.
So, for instance, we would play games where we grabbed each other's fanny and stuff like that. And if that's sexual victimization, we'd say all kinds of awful, awful, demeaning things to each other. This is prison, right? I mean,
right.
Like, you know, people are saying horrible, horrible things
yes,
to each other.
Certainly.
And it's all done sort of in jest. And I can tell you that if things go from kidding around to serious, that you can immediately see everybody like gets very defensive and will not let, like, if one guy got serious and the others were, you know, playing around, they'd turn on him in a second, beating him into the ground.
They'd wolf pack that. Yeah, I know that. You can't go from a friendly game of grab ass to, hey, I'm going to take you, you know, without some serious repercussions. Not just
serious
from the guards.
Repercussions. So, I mean, you know, hey, you're messing up the game for a second. We were having a good time calling each other horrifying names, suggesting all kinds of awful things to each other. And then you want to say what we're saying seriously?
Is it bad that we're laughing so hard about prison rape?
You know, I suppose that if it had happened to me, I wouldn't be laughing as much.
Some people are out there definitely feeling triggered right now.
I'm really sorry to all those people being feeling triggered. I can say that there were situations where it was relatively close for me.
But, I mean, you know, but at least you were of sound mind while you were in there. You're obviously, you know, captured, but you could think.
Unlike this wife who is not of sound mind, but willingly having sex. I think it's a fascinating story. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the subject of consent are welcome. Or anything else? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you want. If you want to talk about having sex with Alzheimer's patients, if you want to talk about prison rape, you know, whatever's on your mind, just give us a buzz.
It has been a strange show. It always seems to happen with you on the air, Kent. Well,
we got to keep things interesting.
It's got to be interesting, right?
Yeah. I love derailing things. It just that's totally off course direction. It's so much more fun this way.
You can go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. And this isn't your average ordinary coffee. This is an upgrade to your coffee drinking experience. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans, shade-grown coffee. It's called BuzzBox, and you can get a free pound by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, you pay for the shipping, and it is a subscription program, and you can cancel at any time. You can get your coffee, cancel. It's cool. Not a problem. But if you continue to get your coffee there, as the vast majority of people who go to coffee.freetalklive do, they continue on getting the coffee. It's amazing. We will be able to give, for every 10 people per month that get their coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com, we're able to give another micro loan out to another person or family around the world to help them with whatever it is they need, whether they need restaurant equipment or a plow or to get a car fixed or to buy more cows. You're able to help in this way. And I think that it's an incredibly powerful mechanism because it's not a handout. It's a hand up. coffee.freetalklive.com.
That sounds like it couldn't be better if, like, half-naked girls were serving it to you.
Coffee. I think in a lot of these countries that would be completely unacceptable. coffee.freetalklive.com. Why aren't there countries where that's acceptable? I don't know.
It's half naked girls serving coffee? I mean, I don't know. They do it out in Washington. That was what Mac was calling it.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a country. Washington, not a country.
But, you know, it's the United States. It's inside of a country.
Indeed.
You
know. So there's an article here, and I don't really know what I think about this. And that's, I guess, why I'm bringing it up. I kind of fall on both sides of this. This is an article where President Barack Obama is sort of talking about sharing his experiences of being black in the White House. So on one hand, you have arguably he's the most powerful man in the world, right?
Right.
And like hopefully inarguably, but okay, arguably the most powerful man in the world. On the other hand, he says that sometimes he gets told, you know, like somebody's not paying attention, he's in a tuxedo, ask him to get a cup of coffee. I can't say that this doesn't happen. Right? I'm not going to call him a liar and say that he's never been asked for a cup of
coffee. Call him a liar, but I'm not going to call BS on this one.
Okay. So, yes, I will call him a liar, but I won't call BS on this particular thing. And I can't say that I wouldn't. There's a narrative out there that it's unacceptable to ask a powerful black man for a cup of coffee, to mistake him for perhaps a less powerful black man, right? Right. There are black men in the world that serve coffee. Now, the suggestion is that somehow these black men are lesser than Barack Obama, which first I'd like him to explain his position on that. I'm of the opinion that if it is your job to go get coffee, that is a glorious thing, and that you ought to get coffee like the Dickens. It was my job for many years to get people's coffee, and I tried very hard to get to make very good coffee, to serve the coffee the way that they wanted it, to have, if I knew the amount of sugar and cream that they had, to have that prepared. Now, am I some kind of lesser disgusting life form because I served people coffee at one point?
Well, I would say that your social status is considerably lesser than the President of the United States, but, you know, I wouldn't call you a slime bucket for being good at fetching coffee. No.
What if I go fetch people coffee now? For instance, we have Jeffrey Tucker who sits in on Free Talk Live at times.
Right.
And Jeffrey Tucker likes to have a beverage while he's on the air. I ask him to sit on Free Talk Live, and oftentimes he'll take my seat. I'll sit out. I'll do the production role. For those of you who need to know more about Jeffrey Tucker, you can look him up on the Internet. He's a prolific liberty writer, and I don't know. I mean, is my status beneath or above Tucker's? I have no clue. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm not looking for status symbols on this, but I will run and fetch him a beverage, and he literally will say, I'd like a, you know, whatever he'd like, I run and get it for him.
Well, yeah, he's wearing a bow tie. I mean, you just sort of, you know, you see a guy in the bow tie, and you're like, oh, you're the big swinging thing in the room.
And he just comes to mind, but now that I mention it, there are plenty of times that I've done this for other guests that come on Free Talk Live. They're my guest. And so getting a beverage, I guess.
But it's a little bit different than I would say that, like, okay, they're your guest and you're, you know, being a, you know, hospitable person or something like that. It's a little bit different than, like, if you're, like, walking down the street and they're like, hey, boy, go fetch me something. You know, it's a little different.
Well, the terminology would be certainly different. But I guess what I want to say is that let's be careful how we talk about social status here. When Lainey called in about an hour ago and she said she was an RN, now I could say that somehow a talk show host, she probably makes more money than I do, but she, you know, I could say that a talk show host is somehow a superior position to an RN because, I don't know, I got a microphone or something?
I think it's a pretty cool gig.
Yeah, a talk show host is a cool gig, but RNs, they make, you know, these ladies and men are helping people significantly. I said thank you for your service because I truly mean this stuff. There was a day in prison when I had to sweep the sidewalk, and I decided that I could make a decision to be miserable out there sweeping the sidewalk, or I could be happy doing it. And I said, I'm going to be happy doing this. A truckload of inmates come by, they're making fun of me for having to sweep the sidewalk, and I say, the sidewalk's got to be swept. Today's my day. And the officer that was with them said, that's an incredible attitude. Within the week, I had a job on his crew sitting with those guys that were making fun of me.
You're moving up in the world, Mike.
There's nothing wrong with doing your job and doing it well. And the first thing I want to say is getting mistaken for somebody wearing a nice outfit that gets coffee, not the worst thing in the world.
Right, exactly. So, and I think that the implication here, though, is that he's saying that, you know, people think he's a servant because he's black, is what he's trying to explain to these folks that he's... Who was the interview with?
I think it was BET. This is from Inquisitor.com, but I think it was a BET interview that they're talking about. But apparently this has moved around. Like, there's, you know, this is a topic.
Yeah, I saw the headlines on social media and stuff like that, and I also saw, like, Michelle Obama said something to the effect of, I was in Target once and somebody asked me to help you get something.
She's
down
tall.
Off a shelf. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, maybe you could reach it, you tall woman. And so it seems to me like these are sort of like minor things. And he says, I think he said at one point, he said something to the effect of, you know, there's not a young black professional who hasn't been standing outside of a restaurant and had someone hand him his keys thinking he's the valet or something like that. And I'm like, I bet there's a few, you know. I don't think that this is happening nearly as frequently as people make it out to be. And you know what? Sometimes people think I work at Walmart or something like that, right? I'm walking around Walmart and I've got the open carry a handgun and I've got a walkie-talkie and people are like, hey, can you tell me where such and such is? And I, you know what? I don't even tell them I don't work there. I'm like, yeah, it's over there. You know, I help them find what they're looking for.
I can't tell you how many ladies, and generally older ladies, don't want to stereotype any here or anything. I wouldn't want to be a misogynistic or oldism or whatever. But older ladies will ask me for help in Home Depot. Now, that means they're, I assume, mistaking me for a person who works at Home Depot. That does not make the people who work at Home Depot bad or wrong or me or anything
like
that.
But it's racist because white people work at Home Depot, Mark. And they're assuming that because you were white and that you're at Home Depot that you work there.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, certainly
people of color. And it's ridiculous, and it's ridiculous that they do that because you're not even wearing one of those ridiculous orange bibs like all of the employees. They're strictly doing it on your skin color.
I had this pink shirt that I used to wear on a relatively regular basis. I don't know what happened to it, but it's I don't wear it anymore.
I hope it was stolen and set on fire.
But it was bright pink, and it kind of looked like an orange vest. And I can tell you when I went to Home Depot in that I got even more questions.
Yeah, you probably got, like, reprimanded by your supervisor. Get your proper uniform on.
Let's go to Richard calling in from Texas. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. I called a little late yesterday. I just wanted to finish up on the Jesse Jackson and Reverend Billy Giles involvement with the assassination of Martin Luther King. Is it okay to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't here, so you're going to have to bring us completely up to speed on it.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem if you have me. Yeah, there's a video that's been put out where it's in several parts, and it's been broken up by a couple of different producers. One of them is William Peppers. He's a prominent investigative reporter. He's been on the History Channel, Discovery Channel. And there's Dick Gregory, a prominent civil rights man who walked with Jesse Jackson, Aaron Martin, and all the rest of the civil rights people. Been on Alex Jones' show and a bunch of other shows. And then there's Reverend Cynthia McKinney. I'm sorry, former Reverend.
Richard, I want to hear more about this. If you'll just hold the line for me. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.